Yeah, that's a lot better picture there, Tom. That's great. The detail's coming out a lot better.
Okay, and again, as we move away, the basic moon looks tan to us. The new craters are definitely white from the impact of some of the volcanic ones. But from this sun angle, it's basically tan out there, a light white tan. And the rays you can see were even lighter. I move over this way, the one crater you can see over there is a brownish in color with the one central peak in it. I'll try to put the zoom on it for you.
Roger, Tom. We're picking it up now. We can see the central peak in the crater.
Okay. Do you have any color there, Joe, at all?
Say again, Tom, please.
Roger. Do you have color in Houston or just black and white? Over.
We've got color here in Houston, there's quite a little bit of light for the color, although we can make out the crater and we can see the central peak in it. The black and white, it's coming out real good.
Okay. Okay. What I'm looking at now is a brown, and the peak into it is a light tan. Around it is a little darker tan. Does that correlate with your colors, over?
Right. That looks real good on the monitor here, Tom. Just look what we're seeing here.
This is absolutely incredible.
It's the most, I thought it was a fantastic view leaving the Earth, but it's going to be an even more fantastic one leaving the Moon here and heading back to the good old Earth, over.
Roger that, Tom.
I got the hull of the Smith B. And my grace him.
Okay, the way you see it right now is I'm about probably 55 on the zoom. That's about the way we're seeing it now, maybe a little more.
Roger, understand.
Okay, I'll hand the camera over to John here, and he'll show you the sea of crisis. Over.
Roger, and while you're doing that, Tom, we got confirmation on your burn. It looks like we'll have about 1 foot per second at your first MCC at 15 hours.
Well, Roger, I think we can afford about 1 foot per second. That isn't bad.
Can't hardly beat that.
The old guidance system has done great work for us on this mission. Can you see
Roger that?
That
that's a real interesting picture that you're showing us there now, too.
And also, for the first time, we've seen what we call Gene determined a gigantic turtleback crater that's fractured. We'll put the zoom on that in just a minute.
It's a real interesting crater here on my right, Joe. It's an enormous thing, and it's fractured almost symmetrically in a number of pie-shaped pieces. I'll see if I can get it for you in a minute.
Okay, we're standing by.
In fact, looking straight ahead, just now coming into view, even though we're really starting to climb out from it, in fact, I can finally see the whole moon right in the hatch window. But looking down the road, there's Messier A and B, the Tiridius twins. We have Censorinus there for Jack. And on up ahead, I can see landing site one, even from this distance from the landmarks we let in. Over.
Roger, understand. That's real good to know.
Well, you can't believe this rate of climb. It looks like we're going out just vertical. Just beautiful. It would scare the heck out of you to come in at this angle. Maybe it's just as good we came in dark and didn't see the thing, over.
I understand.
Hey, Joe, that's that crater I was talking about. I don't know how that is, but I can see a little bit of it in my monitor.
It's coming in real good, Gene. It looks like you're just about to crowd the top part of the window there, but we've got the whole crater, and yeah, we can see those fractures in there.
It looks like the outer rim has slumped down. You have some mining material near the edges, and the whole thing is fractured there in the middle with a couple of impacts near the center.
Roger, we can make it out.
Okay, down in the central part here, it's still a tan color, but as we move further away, it's starting to get a little more white, and the Mari area is turning to a whitish brown, over.
Roger, the crater is
getting rounder too, isn't it? Go ahead, Joe.
Roger, Gene, I was just going to say that crater you were showing us, your fracture crater, that it looked like there was a dark patch on the left-hand side. I wonder if that was just something that showed up on the tube, if you observed that up there. In the upper left-hand corner there now.
It looks like Mario material. That's right, that's Mario material in that crater, Joe, over.
Right, that's real interesting.
Just wait till about another 30 minutes, then you'll be able to see the whole thing there. Over.
That engine did it again, boy. What a prince.
Does it look a little rounder?
Right. Looking real round now. And so, why don't you guys get half a chance if you could give us, except on the computer, we'll shoot you up a new load.
That sounds good. You were in Boone, except you got it.
Roger, thank you. Man, it really looks like you guys are climbing out of there.
You better believe we're climbing out, just like we're in a vertical climb going straight out from the center. It's a fantastic sight. Also, the recollection's looking here. You know, it's a beautiful beach, but where's the ocean, over? Okay, I've got the camera back in the central window again.
Joe, this is incredible. That thing is getting rounder and rounder and rounder and smaller all the time.
I don't understand.
What you see out there is real close to what we have. Maybe the curvature is a little more. Now, one thing really interesting, you see the two dark spots there in the center of your screen, the Mario material, over?
Right, got them.
Okay, now to us, and all three of us are correlating this, that is a light brown color. And surrounding it, you have the highland areas there, which is a tan color, and you can see that one impact sprayed crater up there, that's a white chalky color. Again, it looks just like the material of gypsum, let's say. Over.
But we're getting the same colors as you're describing, Tom. It's just great. Fantastic.
Okay, I've got another crater over here. I'll zoom in onto you. It's to the right of that one, Mario. And you can see it. It's real bright with rays coming out of it, and I'll zoom on it.
Roger. Okay, Ken, this is Houston. You can go back to block on the computer. It's yours, and the fuel cells are looking real good, and you might be interested to know you're coming in real great all the way across Australia.
Well, to the people in Australia, the crew of Apollo 10 would like to say good morning. We've seen your country many times on our way up to the moon, and we'll see it many times on the way back. It looks very beautiful from even 210,000 miles out. Over.
That Tommy is a charmer.
I should say.
Hey, Joe, the moon is almost small enough now where I can see the whole thing from the top one corner of my forward window to the other corner of my forward window. Matter of fact, I can see the whole moon from top to bottom in my forward window.
Roger, right, understand, Gene.
Looks like the old camera's doing a pretty good job here, zooming in and out and picking up spots. It's a fantastic sight. It's like we were shot straight out from the center of the moon.
Is that what you call it, Joe?
So we call it tonight. You're going about 6,000 feet a second.
Okay, we're picking up now more of the Mario material, and again, even from this distance, still to keep the recording going, it is a brown in the Mario area. Surrounding area is a light tan. In fact, I've got one little crater I'm going to try to zoom on. You see the Mario area that's on the left side of your screen now?
Over. Roger, got it.
Okay, up in there is a little, another small Mario area and a round spray crater. I'm going to see if we can zoom on that spray crater there. Over.
Roger, okay. Looks a very dark brown here, almost bright, a real dark brown, and evidently that's a little
Okay, is that someone about to spin over?
Roger, that's looking real good. In fact, Tom, I'm at a little disadvantage. I'm looking at the big screen up here on the board, and they say on the monitor in the back of the room there, the colors are exactly as you're describing them.
Okay, well, I passed my eye test, I guess, the last time before on the T-minus four-day physical, so I guess they haven't gone too bad. Here's an interesting crater right here. It looks like how a lot of them are formed after you have a big crater, then you have slumping in the walls. Here you can see a series of ridges where the walls have slumped down in. And I'll zoom in a little bit, over.
All right.
Okay, the whole view now is getting so fantastic. I'm going to go out to the wide angle to show you what we're seeing. I can see the whole moon right out the hatch window.
Roger. Oh, that's beautiful.
No, there it is.
See, and it might mean about size, Joe. It just about fills up round wise right smack in the hatch window. Boy, and is this a full moon, I tell you.
So you're just about 1,400 miles out now.
Roger, 1,400 miles out from the moon, and the view is actually just incredible, like Gene has described. We're all just laughing up here, just looking at it. And again, we've said before, it's a good thing we came in backwards at nighttime where we couldn't see it, because if we'd come in from this angle, we'd really have to shut your eyes, over.
Right, I understand. Tom, how about going the other position on ALC, and let's see how it looks.
There's the other position. Joe, we've been shooting this whole thing at F-22.
Roger, I understand. Okay, that's good, Tom. Going back, let's see.
We're outside now, Joe. How's that? That's where we were. We just went inside for a while and then came back.
Roger, that's a lot better. Stay on the outside.
And again, the whole area looks, that Mario material is brownish, and still the color hasn't changed much. It's brown and tan with white, so.
Gee, Joe, with a mid-course of a foot a second, we must be in at Carter.
That's pretty close.
Boy, that's an absolutely incredible targeting down there. Congratulations.
He almost begins to start smiling, can't you?
Yeah.
I bet Phil Schaefer has a smile across his face if he's around, over.
Yeah, he's in the room down the hall.
I'm sure
he's going to
have one on me.
Roger, will do.
How come all you people are up? How come all you people are up this early in the morning?
That's normal working hours, Dino.
All right, try to pick out a couple more interesting characteristics. Again, you can see that one spray crater up to the side. Actually, here's a better view. I can see the landing site coming in now. And we'll go down and take a look at Messier, Messier B, the Tyrannius twins. We can see it from here, and we'll put the zoom to them.
You can walk right up the landing site, just like we did when we were down there. You can see Seki, you can see the Apollo Ridge. You can see all those little ridges reflected very well in sunlight. You can't quite see our Sidewinder and Diamondback Ridge at this time, however.
Okay, we understand. Yeah, that little crater that you're bringing into focus, bringing into zoom now with the rays, that's a real interesting little feature, isn't it?
Yeah, would you ask Jack Schmidt to please ask him what the name of that crater is, just for identification? I think we may have seen that before. Over. That is St. Serena's A.
I think you got you on Jack Smith. He's grimacing and his head is furrowing now, but we'll have a name for you in a minute.
We've got a lot of pictures to bring back, and I'm sure they'll be very interesting to you, but I'm afraid they're going to ask as many questions as they answer.
Okay, if you look in the center of your screen, you see two vertical craters. You got, then you have the sprayed rays that come out down this way. Do you see those, over?
Roger, we got them, Tom.
Okay, that's the Messier craters. And from here, again, you can see the Marion material. It is a brown, and inside the crater is a light tan, and the rays that are sprayed out of them, as you can see, it's just two rays pronged out of it, out over the Highland area that goes up to St. Serena's, and those are tan rays that come out over the darker material. Now we're getting to get to see some of the backside, some of the rugged side. We'll go down in this area.
Roger.
Okay, I guess it could be, if you're upside down, it could be front side or back side.
Okay.
The shadows are really lengthening, and the shadows are really lengthening in the Terminator area, and you can definitely see the Terminator approaching.
Josh, we can see it on our screen here, Tino.
I think what it is we're approaching it.
Good call,
one
John.
Thing we're real happy to see around the moon. Roger, one thing that we're all happy to see around the moon was some nighttime, because from the time we made TLI until we arrived at the moon, it was strictly out there in daytime all the time. But it's really a pleasant change to get back for a little nighttime. Over.
Sure, Roger, I understand.
Comes out of an oil smoke fire. It's really it's a jet black.
Roger, copy. And you're about 2,000 miles out now, 10.
Roger, understand, 2,000 miles out.
I never thought anything could be as enjoyable as this, even with a fuel cell light on.
Right.
Good-sized crater with patterns. I'll zoom in on it.
Roger. Roger, we can pick it up now, and we're picking up the rays, Tom.
Okay, as you look at that crater, again, the bottom floor of it is tan. You can see some slumping on the walls. The sides are chalky white, the rays going out are light tan, the area surrounding it is a darker tan, and then you move over to the Maria area, which is a darker brown up here. But the crater is really a beautiful crater, stands out with all those rays on it. And down below you can see the remains of an old crater that's filled with the Maria material. I'll try to put it right in the center of your screen, and it is right at the edge where the Maria starts. Can you see it, over?
Roger, we got it. And it looks like there's another one on over to the left and down a little bit. Another old crater with some Maria in the middle. Now that may be shadow.
Sure is, right there.
Which one can fill it with, Tom?
Say again, over.
So what color did you fill that with?
Our guidance officer? Now, Roger, if that was Phil Shaver's talking, just tell him that he's got a bottle of champagne to him for that vector, over.
That was Deke. He was wondering to verify
he's
the color of that Maria.
Okay, I know what he's talking about, but we'll talk about that later. Over.
He's got one coming for not passing up any pads while we were gone from John.
I've got an interesting sight. In fact, we've never seen, Houston, take a look at this. We've never seen this before. The varied colors. If you see the two Maria areas on the left,
the one right,
they're different shades. The one right in the center is a darker brown, and the one over to the left, you can see where they flowed together there. It is a lighter brown tending to a tan, and I'll put the zoom on it and hope you can get it. Here it is. We've never seen this before ourselves.
Okay, it's showing up pretty good right now, the way you're describing. There you go. That looks great.
The
see a couple of different flows there.
Right. Now, right in the center of your screen, you should see the discontinuity between the two Mario areas. The one on the right is a darker brown, it's nearly a chocolate brown now, and the one on the left is a tan. Over.
Roger. That's just how they're coming in down here, Tom.
All right, great. And if you look over in the distance, you can see the nighttime coming on the moon up there, the Terminator, and you do only get some outstanding features there. But
this is the first time
we've been able to look at this distance and see a real discernible difference in the Mario materials. But this is really kind of a classic, I think. There, you can see the flows. And also, if you take a look, I'll try to zoom some more on the Mario on the left. You can see some of the darker material near the upper edge of that where it's flowing in there.
Roger.
Okay, that's a picture we have now. You can see we're probably blowing our way out close to 3,000 miles now. It's still a beautiful view. In fact, just looking at it, you recollect that we've come a long ways in a few years. You can just imagine where we're going to go in a few more years, over.
Roger that, Tom.
I just want to check the resolution of this camera and zoom in on Censorinus and the landing site where Apollo 11 will land, and I'll go back and zoom in on that again, Lord.
Roger.
Okay, there's Censorinus. Over here is the crater Mulkey. Pardon me, Masculine Bay. We come down here to a little bright crater there. It's right near the tip of the Oklahoma foothills there. It's called Mulkey, and to the left, right in this area, is the landing site where Apollo 11 should land. Over.
Okay, we get them all, Tom. They're coming through real good.
Boy, right now it's like watching it through a telescope. That's fantastic.
And right in the center of your screen is the landing site, and again, you can see the hills on the other side down in this area. But the approach is very well marked by Censorinus there on one side, and then lead in there from the two masculine craters. Over.
Roger. We're getting real good resolution down here, Tom.
Okay. Been up nearly 24 hours now, but the view is so great, I don't think we're going to go to sleep for a few more hours. Over.
Okay, you understand, Tom.
Just looking at this is about the best go feel you can ever have. Over.
Roger.
Somewhat on the path that leads up to the Apollo landing site number 2 that comes right down this way. There you have the other craters, and there's Messier, comes on down across, there's the crater Weatherford, and Mount Maryland down to Censorinus, and comes right on over into Mulkey and the landing site. Over.
Very good tour.
John sort of explained it here a second ago for us all. He said he can't believe what he's seeing, and we really can't. We just can't believe what we're seeing. I tell you, Joe, this satellite of ours, this moon of ours, had a rough beginning somewhere back there.
All right, I understand, Jim.
Yeah, it's really a privilege to sit. It's really a great privilege for us to sit here, and as the spacecraft moves radially outward and look at it, to be able just to share some of our views here with you, over.
Copy that. Thank you.
The important thing about that camera, Joe, is what you're seeing is happening, and what you haven't seen ain't happened yet.
Roger.
For the scientific interest about the difference in color on that one Maria area that I pointed out to you there as soon as I saw it, and it's really becoming pronounced now. The basic Maria area, and I'm going to zoom in again, is like a chocolate brown, and from the sun angle, and over to the left, it's like a tannish brown. And again, I'll zoom in and just see how it looks to you. Colors come out the same to you, the same as we see them here, and you can see the discontinuity there by those two craters, over.
Roger. That looks great, Tom, just like you're describing it.
Okay. Thank you. Apollo 10, all three of us are commenting again about this fantastic view out here, and how it's probably just as well that we approach this thing at night side where you can't see it, because if we approached it this angle coming in, you'd really have to shut your eyes, over.
Right, I understand.
You know, I was really skeptical when we were coming in. I just said I believe all that targeting when I saw 60 miles, and I'm a believer, and you got one on me, but boy, I tell you, if we were going forward now, it'd be a different story.
Roger.
Along that line, I want to congratulate you on that 5-degree wind mark. It was perfect.
Okay, I'm copy.
distant Apollo 10, you know, you've often heard of the nursery rhyme about the man in the moon. We didn't see one there. There was three men around the moon, and pretty soon we hope that there's three men, probably will be two men on the moon, one circling, but as far as seeing a man in the moon directly, we just didn't see it this time, over.
Okay, Tom, thank you.
And we were looking, too.
Hey, Roger.
If there were any people down there, they'd have a lot of rocks to play with.
It won't be long, though. It's New Beast defense stage. You'll be there with a big red, white, blue American flag on it, though.
Roger that.
Houston, for just a quick break here, we want to be able to show you, as we're slowing down now as we leave the moon, you've seen a fantastic sight. We want to just take you inside the cockpit, say hello for a minute, and then when we come back out, we should be able to see the, really get a better view of the moon there with respect to having a whole sphere, over.
Okay, mighty fine. We're standing by, Tom. Okay, your picture's coming in real good, real clear.
Hello, everybody.
So, well, the view outside is fantastic. Inside here, you look like about three scroungy characters, but we really feel great. And it's been a fantastic trip. Over.
Roger, Tom. You guys looking mighty good in that.
Roger, you got any color on us in here?
Roger that. The color's real good inside.
Well, we feel great. We've felt great ever since liftoff, and it's been a fantastic voyage. In just a minute, we'll turn the camera around and show you John. Over.
Who's winning the Bergeron contest in that?
Well, I don't know. For sure, John's got the mustache one. I don't know about the beard.
I'm the baby of the group, Joe.
Okay.
Here, let me show you John.
John's got a little blue ink on his fingers.
I was writing a letter and I broke my pen. Does it show up in living color?
Open your hand up again. Yeah, it sure does.
How about that? Well, you can see we're pretty happy. You can see we're pretty happy about this whole business.
Roger that. Sure looks good to see you again.
Roger that. Sure looks good to see you again. So what do you do it?
We got your message on the blue guide, John.
All right, you got to watch when you ride a lot with blue bins. And we're going to take you back outside now and show you the moon as we see it, over.
The moon is starting to lose its spherical shape. It's becoming oblong now with the Terminator, with us moving around the area of the Terminator.
Roger, we're showing that on our screens down here.
You know, looking at the Earth Terminator and the Moon Terminator is the only way we can figure out which is up and which is down.
You people that aren't into space flight business, I say it sure is fantastic, and you really ought to try it.
Thank you, John. I hope you're
Houston, Apollo 10, it appears that the tube... Roger, Joe. Houston, it appears that the tube is starting to saturate when I go to full zoom. Well, then it's gathering in too much light that's coming back normal from the sun's rays. Are you getting that on your screen, over?
No, we're still getting a real good picture down here, Tom.
Okay, I'll go back to a full zoom and just hold it there for a little bit.
Joe, I've always believed that nothing is impossible, and now I'm convinced of it, and I hope that what we're doing here and what's going to go on in the future is going to be something that's going to be a betterment in all mankind. I'm convinced of that.
Roger that.
Houston, how does your picture look now? Are you saturated at all, over?
Roger, we're starting to get saturated now, Tom.
Okay, it appears probably when I go to the wide angle, not to zoom it, that it starts to saturate a little bit, so I'll keep it down the lower at this time.
Roger, it's a whole lot better now.
Can you notice now we can really start to notice near the horizon how rugged it is. You see the little peak sticking up on it, over?
Roger, we can take those out.
Okay, Houston, the moon is, as we move away and our velocity slows down, the moon is starting to grow less in diameter relative as far as our visual view. So what we'll do is terminate the TV now, and then we'll bring it back on in a little while after we get squared away here and show you a little bit better distant view, over.
Okay, fine, Tom.
Okay, and this is Apollo 10 signing off for a while. We'll be back in about 30 or 40 minutes and see how it looks then, over.
Okay, Dan, this is Houston. We'd like to dump the tape down. We'd like to keep the hiking antenna while we do that.
Yes, sir. Will this attitude be okay, Joe?
Roger, that'll be fine.
Houston, you want a delay going to get the realigned and going to PTC rest band, is what you're saying. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, Roger, Houston, this is Drew in the park. We'd just like to stay in this latitude for a while. Okay, and it doesn't violate the thermal constraints, over.
Okay, let me check on that, Tom. I think it'll be okay. Okay, Ken, this is Houston. You can have the computer back now. Hey, your rest mat is in.
We've had the computer for quite a while there, Joe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I hope. with us.
You're right.